Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. And the problem with the lines and the phone calls has been fixed, so we are open for business. 844-967-2789. A lot of history made last night. We just talked about Sarah Palin, Lisa Murkowski, and Liz Cheney. Sarah Palin on the ballot yesterday in two races for the special election for Don Young's seat. That was only to fill out the seat till November election and then the November election for 2 years. And they're still compiling some of those votes, but it looks like it's ranked choice voting. She got through the final. Lisa Murkowski looks like she got through the final for November. Poor Liz Cheney went down roughly the way the polls had suggested. But what else is going on? Well, a lot else is going on. This just in from Gillespie County, Texas, is sort of a harbinger of what's happening with the Republican Party nationally. Gillespie County, Texas, in the election in 2020, went for Trump 59-20 over Biden. Nevertheless, the entire election staff, resigned yesterday. The election administrator gave her notice a week ago. And they said that they had been getting death threats and stalking, and they feared for their safety. Now, that's sick. I mean, that really is sick. Death threats and stalking anywhere should be a felony. It is a felony. Will it be prosecuted in Texas? Not by the state authorities. How about federal authorities? Well, I'll tell you what, Merrick Garland has his hands full right now. How about the U.S. attorney down there? The attorney general down there isn't going to do it. A guy named Paxton, who's under indictment himself for fraud, and a right-wing guy. And it's amazing to me that in a county that went 59-20 for Trump, they're issuing death threats and they're stalking common election officials. You know what that says to me? There is a sickness in the Republican Party that's deeper than we think. It surfaced in Arizona in 1964 with Barry Goldwater. Barry Goldwater said, "We are a republic, not a democracy. We are a republic, not a democracy." What did he mean by that? We're both. By republic, that simply means we don't have a monarchy, and that we have people whom we elect to make decisions for us. A democracy suggests and states that we can vote directly for these people and not for designees who then vote. I'll give you an example, the Electoral College. There you technically are not voting for president, you're voting for electors who then will, quote, decide, end quote, who should be president. That worked in 1788. When the only people who could vote were white men who owned property. They had to own property. If you were a renter, you couldn't vote. You didn't own land, you couldn't vote. What happens is several of them would run as electors. And then throughout the early 19th century, people would vote for the electors. Sometimes their names would appear on the ballot. Really, not the presidential candidate. It'd be Joe Blow and Eddie Smith, and you know who they were, and you'd say, well, he's a good man, he'll make the right choice. There's a vestige right now of that, in the Electoral College, because in when Hillary Clinton's election in 2016, there were electors, she'd win a state, and there were electors who wouldn't vote for her. And in 1960, when Jack Kennedy won, he won the state of Alabama, believe it or not, and there were electors in Alabama who wouldn't vote for Jack Kennedy. Now, 1960, their votes weren't necessary to put him over. In 2016, that case went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said you can't have what are called faithless electors. In other words, if you are an elector and you're on the ticket that a party won, then you've got to vote for that presidential candidate. Another example of this was 100 years ago. Up until 100 years ago, you didn't vote for U.S. Senate. Nobody. Nobody voted for U.S. Senate. The U.S. senators were picked by the state legislators. So now, with the Republicans and gerrymandered, you'd have a huge majority of Republicans in the legislature and therefore in the U.S. Senate. So, for instance, probably Voss would be a U.S. senator and Scott Walker would be a U.S. senator, or Voss would be a U.S. senator and LeMahieu of Sheboygan would be a U.S. senator. Because of Fighting Bob La Follette's progressive Republican tradition and fight, constitutional amendment was passed 100 years ago saying there's direct election for the Senate. Well, this new resurgence of, quote, we are a republic, not a democracy, end quote, is designed to get back into the discussion of whether people should be able to vote, other than for intermediates who presumably are wiser and wealthier than they are. Well, we got rid of that. But that's what's happening. So in Gillespie County, Texas, the entire staff resigns after death threats and stalking in a county that Trump won 3-1. And that's not a statement against Trump. That's a statement for Trump. That's a statement saying we don't even want to vote for the president. We want a republic, not a democracy. And it's a fake and unnecessary distinction. It's a fake and unnecessary distinction. But this is going on all over the country. Threats, stalking. There have been death threats here in Wisconsin. Some people claim it's hard to trace them. I don't think it's hard to trace them. Get one of them and give them a real stiff prison sentence. Give them 5 years. Give them 5 years. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.